And welcome in to another great edition of Sports Club. I'm Jeremy the Impact York, your amazing host. Gosh, we've got so much to get into. We really are going to be all over the place, emotions-wise, because it has just been a crazy last handful of days, let alone week. Tonight's episode is called Kobe, and yes, we will talk about that. Just like I said, we're all over the place with, various bits of news here and there. We'll get into it as much as we can. When we can, so to say. But you know what? Let's start off with the things that are gonna maybe make us a little somber, make us wanna hug our loved ones a little more. And recollect the good memories, you know? And let's start with there. And, of course, that would be remembering Kobe Bryant. And I know people all week and everything have talked about it. And for those who don't know, or even if you do, of course, he was one of nine people on a helicopter that went down Sunday and did not. There were no survivors. And, you know, like I said, it's just something we'll have to all think about. Of course, his 13-year-old daughter, which was kind of like Kobe Jr. or female Kobe, if there was such a thing, the big basketball star of the family as well, who was on there. And thoughts, prayers, everything out to the Bryant family, everybody involved. Remembering Kobe, it's and I think it is a generational thing because me growing up, there was a lot of people I liked, and I got to see Kobe's entire career. But, you know, everybody knows, at least in my family, a lot of people that know us, I'm the big sports guy in the family. I get a lot from my mom, some from my dad. My brother's athletic, but he never was big into playing or doing those sorts of things. But he did play some basketball, and as much as I was a big Shaq person, he was always a Kobe person, and he really enjoyed Kobe Bryant, and was a big fan of his. That's probably one of the things that we'll miss the most is the impact he did have on people. It wasn't just what he did on the court, it's what he did off the court. He was involved in so many different things, but, untimely. I think he was just 41. To me, any age is too soon. And, I think we'll all remember him. The best thing is we always remember the super positive things he did, which was dang near everything he ever done. But, Kobe Bryant left us too soon, as we said. And then also John Andretti, of NASCAR and racing fame, passed away earlier today of colon cancer. He's been battling that for a couple years, I believe. And once again, just anybody's too soon, in my opinion. Being a part of the big Andretti family, John was a real good racer, but just fantastic person. He always did the super positive things as well, And you know, the sports world is turns upside down when one of the more recognizable people, or just people in general, that we tend to lose. And then, you know, the NFL, Chris Dolman. And for a lot of people my age, you might remember him a little bit. And then it was really kind of the generation before us, but at the same time, the new generation, if you don't know who Chris Dolman is, I implore you, look that up. That guy was a ball player. And you know, just like I said, too soon on all those. But thoughts, prayers, condolences to all the friends, family, everything. You know, best thing we can do is carry on the great memories we had of them, and just never forget the things they did. And yeah, I just wanted to go ahead and talk about those things before we got into some of the Super Bowl talk and some of the other things like that, because I just wanted to say my piece on it. You know, I say things mostly on this show, things like this. I'll speak with people throughout the week when I talk to them here and there, but I really reserve my absolute takes on things until I get on this show, because I like to share them with you guys, and that way I'm able to share them with everybody. And so, yeah, gone too soon, Kobe Bryant, John Andretti, and Chris Dolman, and everybody else on the plane. I mean, on the on the helicopter. Just turned the sports world upside down. Now, that being said, as the great Sonny Clark would say, shout out to Sonny Clark. You know, I hadn't talked to you, Sonny, in a while. Hope everything is going well. You, sir, you keep hauling all you can through the day, you know? That being said, a lot of people did tributes to a lot of these fallen people. Trae Young of our Atlanta Hawks did the ultimate tribute to Kobe. He dropped 45 points on the very next game in a win versus the Wizards, where, let's see, what was the score in that one? It was 152 to 133. I'm telling you, man, it's Trae Young is not only the real deal, but the Hawks are a team that are going to be there very, very soon. Speaking of being there very, very soon, let me make sure I have the date right. It is either the 8th or the 9th. I'm trying to pull up the schedule as we speak. But yeah, us here at Impact Media, as part of our As part of our, you know, we're trying to go to as many pro events as we can this year. And to cap it all off, to start, or not to cap it off, to start it off, we're starting with the Hawks. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but the game we are looking at it is, there it is, it is Sunday. It is a week from this Sunday, February 9th, 6 p.m. It is the Knicks and the Hawks. That is a game we are looking at, and it'll start off our whole journey. So, look forward to you guys being there. If you want to come see us, come hang out, come say hello. We will be roaming around. We'll be all over the place. No official table or nothing like that, but trust me, you can't miss when me, Jake, and John go places. Trust me, we are not people you can necessarily miss. Now, the Hawks do have one more game in January. And once again, if I get to come up, I will tell you about it. It's coming up, I believe, tomorrow? That sound right? Producer is looking at me. There it is. There we go. It is. Come on. It is tonight, actually. All right, tonight at 7:30, the Hawks will host the 76ers. Can't wait. But what a great tribute, like I said, that Trae Young had. And I'm glad he was able to do that. Show that for all the people that keep saying, oh, he's not one of the new young start, really? Then what is he? Because he is a young star. He's one of the new stars, new face of this league. Now, let's move. I do got one baseball note that I want to get into. And of course, that is the Astros have a new manager. A lot of people thought Buck Showalter would have been a good choice, and while I would agree, in a way, they need somebody, and this is no disrespect to Buck, but they needed somebody that is media friendly, that has never been attached to any kind of controversy outside of his kid trying to welcome Barry Bonds at home plate very a couple years back. They hired Dusty Baker to be their new head coach manager. Same thing. Baseball, I don't know why you're weird like that, but you are. No problem with that. Dusty Baker is one of the best managers of all time. There is no controversy ever attached to Dusty Baker. He is media friendly. He will also keep this in mind. He don't put up with riffraff. If there is other stuff going on, Dusty ain't gonna put up with it. He'd be shipping people out. So, congratulations, Dusty Baker, and to the Astros for making a good choice. Let's see. Let's move on to the Swarm. I have not talked enough about the Georgia Swarm this year. In fact, I haven't talked a whole lot at all, and that is on me. Because a couple years ago, went to a ton of Swarm games. Super awesome. You know, I always say Atlanta United is the best ticket in town. Gladiators are the second best ticket in town. I'll be honest. Third ticket might be the Swarm. It is, if you are a hockey fan, it is hockey on turf. If you're not a hockey fan, I'm not sure what you're doing listening to this show. Just joking, you can listen to the show all you want. But it is between Lyle Thompson, Miles Thompson, Shane Jackson. I believe Shane Jackson, unless I'm mistaken, and I could be. Shane Jackson has a hat trick in every game this year. And he's the captain. Gosh, is he good. Like I said, the Thompson twins are on there. This is just such a historical throwback type game. Lacrosse has been played by the Native Americans all the way back to their beginning, and I mean, it's one of the oldest games. It's one of the most respectful games, and it's just a lot of fun. The Swarm are a really good team, and they're battling trying to get in the playoffs. There are tons and tons of games coming up that you can go to. In fact, believe early March they will actually be one of the second games on our pro tour. Plus, we're coming to see you guys. We're not just going to these events to go to these events. We're coming to visit you guys. So, excuse me there. But some of you guys say, "Hey, we don't always go to the hockey games, but we'd love to go to events that you guys go to, or we'd love to meet you guys," which we're totally humbled by. And I promise you that is 100% accurate. You know, hey, we are more baseball people. Hey, we're more basketball. That's part of why we're going to all these events. Like I said, it's not just to do you go to these events to go to these events, which is part of why we're going that way. But no, we want to come meet you guys. We want to go to these different events. Like I said, the Swarm is looking like early March. I mean, we got rugby. We're looking at, of course, baseball. Told you about basketball, football, pro hockey. We're working on that one. That the logistics on that one's going to be fun because that is our actual travel one. But no, that we're even looking at some minor league events, some other stuff. But go see the Swarm. In fact, right now they were able, huge win the other night. To get themselves back to 500, they are 3-3 on the season. They handed the New England Black Wolves, who is one of the best teams in the league, their first loss of the year. They are now 4-1. It was 11-10 was the final score in overtime. Overtime thriller. BR Live, if you have the app or the website, BR Live shows all the NLL games, the National League Lacrosse, which is where the Swarm are, for people who don't know. It's kid-friendly if you want to go. But yeah, more back to this game. Who had the overtime thriller? How about Miles Thompson? Miles Thompson. Dude is just wicked sick. You got to see the Thompsons play. I mean, all of them. It's just, it's incredible. Miles Thompson ended up with 2 goals in that game. Miller had 1. Lyle Thompson had 2. Shane Jackson had his normal hat trick. He had Stats, who had 2. He had Hall had 1 as well. And Mike Poulin. Mike Poulin. Good Lord. This dude, to say he's a brick wall might be insulting him and the wall. He is the Berlin Wall. He is the Poulin Wall. 37 saves. 37 saves. It is, like I said, just incredible. They have all kinds of games coming up, too. It's just, it's so much fun. Like I said, it's kid-friendly. I have never seen more kids flock to a mascot than they do for their mascot. It is insane. It is just incredible. Looks kind of like an anime character. I forgot his name. I feel bad. I actually know the guy, or I've met the guy who plays him. Mixmaster Mark, if you remember him from the radio, is the MC. They play music the entire game. It's just, it's so fast-paced. It's so fun. You guys have got to go to these games. They got a game coming up tomorrow night, actually. They will be in Philadelphia, which means you will need to watch that game on BR Live. 7 p.m. start on that one. The next game after that, they play February 15th, 7 p.m. That's going to be at the Infinite Energy Center. Yep, the hockey place. They're going to host New York. The following week on the 22nd, they will host Calgary at 7 p.m. on that. I mean, we're going to talk more about these coming up. And they will actually go to Vancouver for a 10 p.m. Eastern start on the 29th on that one. But, yeah, if you haven't been to a Swarm game, go. When I told people we were going to go to a few of them, everybody was like, oh, let me go. I want to go. I've never been to something like that. Maybe you can help me explain it. Hey, that's what did it for me a couple years ago. I went to eight, nine games, something like that. I went to a bunch of different games. You talk with the fans. You talk with the MC. I just talk with as many people as possible. In fact, 3 years ago, they won the championship. So 2 years ago, I actually have a picture with me. One of the main front office guys walked by, and I said, hey, can I get a picture of that ring? He goes, how about I take a picture of you wearing this ring? There's a picture of me wearing the championship ring. They could win the championship this year. You guys just got to go check them out. It's Georgia Swarm. I think it's georgiaswarm.com, if I'm not mistaken. Just go check it out. Very affordable tickets. Actually, more affordable than hockey, and hockey is really affordable. Like I said, go. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. Let's see, what else? Let's talk about the Pro Bowl real quick. I did watch the Pro Bowl. Did watch the skills competition. Fantastic. I liked it almost as much as I did the NHL. The NHL nailed theirs. Pro Bowl, pretty close. Real quickly, the precision passing. The NFC won that one because Devontae Adams ended up with 6 points. Kirk Cousins had 18 points, and Russell Wilson had 19, and they trounced the AFC that was Lamar Jackson. Yeah, I forgot who the other team was, but it was Lamar Jackson. It was, Deshaun Watson, and it was another position player. But either way, NFC wins that one, so 1-0 NFC. Then they went to the Gridiron Gauntlet, where the AFC crushed them. And they crushed them because of one particular player that I will get to in a minute. But their team was comprised of Von Miller, Mika Fitzpatrick, Nick Chubb, Cam Hayward, and the guy who got them the biggest lead, Quentin Nelson. Yep. What is he? He plays guard? He's offensive line, I know, for the Colts. My goodness. 2 years in the league, two straight Pro Bowls. He might be an All-Pro both years, too. He might be this generation's Tony Boselli. Holy crap, is he good. This is part of why the Colts might still be right in the mix next year. Quentin Nelson is a monster on that line. And in the drill he had, he just crushed it. So that evened it up, though. NFC won, AFC won. Every event was worth one, except for the last was worth two or three. We'll get to that in a minute. Best hands. The AFC ends up winning that one between Deshaun Watson and Jarvis Landry. And the other tandem for them was Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews. They had a time of 1 minute, 26.1 seconds. So if you look there, the AFC is up 2-1. On the thread, the needle, NFC crushes this one with Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson. I'm telling you, Kirk Cousins put on a show to where a lot of people are going to go, you know what? That guy's really good. And if you're just now figuring that out, you're way behind. But on the thread, the needle, they did that. That evened it up. It left it to the dodgeball game. The AFC won the first two games and swept. And they swept because of Jarvis Landry. I think his name's Jarvis. The receiver from Cleveland. What did Landry do? Well, Landry knew that he's not the world's best thrower. But what is he good at? Catching the ball. Well, in dodgeball, you can throw the ball and try to hit people. Or you can catch the ball and it eliminates the person who threw it. So Landry said, all I did was catch the ball, toss it to one of my fellow people. And that's how he ended up winning game two for them. He knew exactly what he was doing. But congratulations to the AFC, who wins the Pro Bowl skills 4-2. It was a two-point thing. And also, the AFC won the Pro Bowl 38-33. The defensive MVP was Calais Campbell, who had the strip sack. And when he did the strip sack, T.J. Watt had the touchdown return. And then the offensive MVP was Lamar Jackson, who was 16 for 23. 185 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Otherwise known as about your average Lamar Jackson game, but they won that one there. Now, that leads us to one thing. Now, people I talked to earlier today, they know my prediction. But we're going to do what we always do. Super Bowl. I'm going to talk about the offense, the defense, and the special teams of each team. I'm going to give you a full preview as far as that. And then I'm going to give you my pick. My pick, I have pretty much since late last week, I have had it locked in. Not really locked in, but I've had it close. And I just have not been able to convince myself to go away from it. So, sticking with it. Let's talk about it. Of course, we know it's the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers. The top offense versus the top defense. And the best running attack versus one of the best run defenses. Let's start there. It's 6:30. This is in Miami. It is a 6:30 Fox Sunday game. Look forward to it. It's going to be so great. We're going to kind of do an Impact Media impromptu kind of watch party. We will maybe do some videos. We're going to work on some cool stuff that we have coming for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So let's start with Kansas City. Kansas City offense. We know this is the Andy Reid scheme. He loves the air attack. He loves a good running attack as well. He's got Williams, the running back, who has been doing some fantastic things. He's got Mahomes, who is a pretty good runner in his own right. And also, Patrick Mahomes and the aerial attack. That's where their offense is. Patrick Mahomes, this is one could be a defining moment for him. In that we think he's the next, I don't know, insert your favorite quarterback here. He is the next big breakout. We know he's really good. He got an MVP, league MVP already. This could be his coming out party if he is able, you know, if the game's on the line and he comes out and just crushes it, just throws the team on his back and charges them down the field to a big win, then this could be his first real career-defining game moment like that. I'm sure he's had a couple others, but this could be that one. Just plant the flag like, I am the new leader of this generation of great young quarterbacks. And if you're Andy Reid, everybody says you're one of the best coaches. I agree, he's one of the best coaches probably in history, let alone right now. But he hasn't won a Super Bowl. And I don't think it's defined by that. I think Andy Reid is Hall of Fame already. I think I said that last week. But at the same time, it'd be real nice if he wins one. At least one. I thought he could have won one with Philadelphia before. But you got Tyreek Hill, you got Travis Kelce, you got all these other, it doesn't matter who he throws to. Those are the big names. The other names, just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Let's go to the Kansas City defense. The Kansas City defense, led by people like the Honey Badger. A lot of people thought that he was the weak link before. No. The Honey Badger, one of the best out there. You got one of the better all-around defenses, the big rush attack from Kansas City. They just beat you into submission. They just muscle you, just finesse you. They do what they gotta do. It just frustrates you. Are they good at stopping the run? Absolutely. Are they good at stopping the pass? Yep. Makes you have to be creative. And we'll get to that part of it in a minute about their opponent. But this defense, man, it's as good as it is, it's the second best defense in this game. That's saying a lot because they are just fantastic. Fantastic. Special teams. Andy Reid, your coach, oh, he's got wrinkles. He's got things that you haven't even seen yet. You know, he's invented things that you didn't think existed yet. He's got these cool little wrinkles. You're going to see some stuff. You're going to see him take a couple risks. He's going to let his guy, maybe Tyreek Hill, take a few. He's going to let somebody try to return one. And there's a chance they do. There's a chance they do. But overall, Kansas City, the aerial attack, the great defense, spectacular special teams, they are loaded. Are they the best team in the AFC? I would say so. I think if they would have faced Baltimore, I think they would have beat them. And as much as I like Tennessee, and as much as I went with Tennessee, I don't think Tennessee was good enough to beat them. They might be next year, but that's a different story. We'll see what happens there. On to San Francisco. San Francisco. Let's start with the special teams. Let's work our way backwards. Special teams. Well, it's the same as Kansas City. You got Kyle Shanahan, who knows how to call a good game, who is going to have the right people in place to get, they're going to set up some big returns. They're going to be careful, but there's a couple little wrinkles you're going to see in there to where you're like, oh, Madden doesn't even have this technology yet. Their special teams just as dangerous. On defense, they have the best defensive line in the NFL. They have, led by Nick Bosa, they have a front four pass rush to where they don't need to blitz. They have the four best people, and they just run them at you every play. Every play. And then they have one of the best defensive back cores. led by Richard Sherman. Yes, that Richard Sherman, arguably one of the smartest players in the league. He's Hall of Famer already. He's got a chance at a second ring with a different team. Here's Warren Sapp said this the other day, and I'm so glad he did. It reminds him of the Tampa defense he used to be in. Very much so. You got a front line that can do all the pressuring and rushing that you need without having to worry about a blitz. If you want to call up a blitz, that's even better. You got defense, real good defensive backs that cover everybody. They can go man-to-man. They're really good in zone. They run a lot of zone, which is why Sherman is so good. But he can go one-on-one with people. You know, you put him on Hill, you put him on Kelsey, it's a pretty good matchup. Put in real good DBs in a just maybe historic defensive line. It leaves the linebackers. What are the linebackers? They sort the traffic. They can move up and stop the run. They can drop back and stop and help with the pass. This might be a historic defense. Regardless of what they do, this might be a historic defense. Now we get to the offense. Maybe the most exciting, second most exciting part of this entire Super Bowl. Obviously, the aerial attack of Mahomes is probably number one. San Francisco. What the 49ers do is they have a three- or four-headed rush attack, depending on how many running backs they want to run at you. Tevin Coleman is the third best running back they have. He more than likely, I think he's going to play a couple snaps. But Coleman, Mostert, just this guy, so many people passed on him. And all he did was put that on his shoulders and just annihilate people. He runs angry. He runs past people. They just run and run and run. And a lot of people say, oh, Jimmy Garoppolo is probably not, may not be a good quarterback. He only had to throw 8 times this game. He only had to throw 10 times this game, 12 times, 4 times. It doesn't matter. If they're running the ball that way, even Tom Brady, if he had a running attack like that, would say, I don't need to throw a pass. We're just going to run the ball. But the offense, they run the ball. They run the ball, they run the ball. And defense, they play fantastic defense on special teams. They wrinkle it up, take the chances when they need to. San Francisco is the better team. Kansas City has some of the better highlight players. So now we move into my prediction. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs. Because I feel like if San Francisco gets behind or it gets into a score fest, Mahomes can score in a couple plays and be down the field in no time. This rush attack can just grind you away, but that takes time off the clock, which, yes, does hurt your opponent, but it hurts you too. If you're down 20 points and you take 10 minutes off the clock with one drive, you are hurting yourself even though you scored because speed is the factor at that point. I don't know. I've thought, and it's probably 60-40, that I just say the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win this game. You're going to see these two teams for a long time, as long as they're able to keep a lot of the core. This is going to be a fantastic game. It's just going to be so, so good. Like I said, give me the Kansas City Chiefs. God. 34-27. It's going to be a Mahomes drive at the end to where everybody immediately says, he's the next great. He's the next great that we're going to see here. But that's my pick. That's everything I could say about the Super Bowl up to this point. That's go ahead and lock that in. Any kind of pick'em league I'm in, that is locked in at this point. Or if not, it will be shortly. And that is, I think, every possible thing that I could tell you this week. And that's going to do it for it. Appreciate you guys tuning in to another great edition of Sports Club. This one entitled Kobe. You guys know why. If not, check out the beginning of this show. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go watch the Super Bowl. And go hug somebody. Go hug somebody, you know? Go hug somebody. See you peeps next week.
Shaking they boobies like Congos, man. I'm shaking the city like quakes. The haters blue in the face like Gonzo, cause I'm breaking the cake, so let's bake. I'm taking the game.